Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
Hey guys, we are back with our final episode of the Waves Ministry Podcast, and we're so excited to have Scott and Vanessa Martindale with us today. Hey guys.
Hey guys,
we're so excited to be here. Yes, thank you for having us.
Thanks for being with us today. If you guys don't know Scott and Vanessa, we are huge fans of them personally. They lead out a ministry called Blended Kingdom Families. It is an amazing ministry that works with blended families. And let's face it, if half of America is going through divorce, that means half of the churches. Mm-hmm. So this ministry is extremely vital and important, and it has been for our family. They have a podcast. They've written books that have been very helpful to us as well. But they've been doing ministry as well as coaching for families and couples for quite some time. Anyway, that is my spiel on you guys, but there's so much more. So tell us a little bit about yourselves that I didn't mention.
Great. Yeah, I'll get started. Vanessa and I have been married for 10 years. We have 4 boys. We're a blended family. We are a complete testosterone home. So our house is full of footballs, baseballs, and little kids running around in their underwear. That is pretty much sums up the Martindale home. I've been a therapist for 20 years. I own a counseling center here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And Vanessa is multi-talented. She's a nurse, and she is about to finish her master's in marriage and family therapy. And I'll let you tell about the ministry.
And like you said, Caroline, we have Blended Kingdom Families. It's been around for, we just hit our 4-year mark in January. And so, it's been really amazing to partner with God in this ministry and be a part of it. And we absolutely love what we get to do. And we love you guys and everything that you do with Waves Ministry and everything that you do for families and for these students and teens and kiddos. It's so needed. And so we honor you guys and want to say thank you again for having us on, but love what you guys do as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, this season's been all about storms and rising above the storm, soaring on wings of eagles, and how different folks have navigated these storms. But before I jump too far into that, I always want to know a really fun thing. What is your favorite song? Like, what pumps you up? Like, what is the thing that gets you hyped to the next level?
So I saw this question, and I know that you have an expectation of a response. However, I'm an old soul. So I don't, like, my pump is peace in music. And I have found the greatest 90s country station, and that is pure like ballads from like the old school George Strait and John Michael Montgomery. I mean, that speaks to my soul. I get pumped when I know the song, and I can exactly. that's my go-to music. Now Vanessa, she's better than me, and so she probably has something.
I don't know better. I am a huge fan of Christian rap. So BC days before Christ, you know, all the hip hop and rap, like 90s hip hop was like my jam back in the days, but you know, there's been transformation there, and thank you, Jesus. And no, but I absolutely love Christian rap. One of my all time favorite Christian rap songs, it's by Flame and it's called Start Over. And it has NF in it. I know a lot of the younger kids listen to NF. And so, but it's one of my oldest son, he and I, it's kind of a song that we have with a hard season that we went through, and it kind of became a theme song for us. And so, but yeah, that's one of my big hype songs. And I have a Christian rap playlist on my phone that, you know, it's you know, for certain days. So
that's like gym time for me. I could do some good Christian rap, some Andy Mineo, some good stuff. Yeah.
For sure. Well, as you know, this season, we've been talking about soaring on wings of eagles. And, you know, we've all been through storms in life. That's for sure. And sometimes I find whenever it comes to storms, you can kind of like feel one brewing. You know, it's almost like you're driving and you can see the rain and you see the thunderstorm coming up ahead. And you're like, oh, I'm about to go through that. Yeah. And you can kind of feel that in your own life and even in your spiritual walk. Mm-hmm. And so my question for you guys is, when have you had a storm that you could feel that it was coming, but how did you prepare yourself for that storm?
Wow. So I love that this is what you're asking us, because
and
I will say, you know, just because you teach it doesn't mean that you don't go through storms. Mm-hmm. And we go through storms. We are going through storms. And I thought when I read the question, I don't know if Vanessa remembers this, but earlier in this year, I said, I just feel like there's going to be something that's going to happen. I don't know when, but we were coming into transformation kind of season with our oldest. And we knew that I just felt like something was going to happen. I felt like there was going to be something. I didn't know what it was going to be. And I think for us, number one, I think as spouses, you know, acknowledging the way each other feels about what's about to happen. You know, if something stirs in her spirit or mine, it's us having the ability to communicate that, not in a let's get scared way. It's, hey, let us prepare a way. Mm-hmm. And so that would be one side. And then I know that we talk a lot about, especially right now, are kind of our words for the year and what God lays on us. And I don't know that God has a 12-month calendar, but in my world, it kind of works that way. It's like January to December, there's a word, and that's what we do. If you want to chat about that.
Yeah. You know, I think we're so big on praying. Like you guys were just talking about your word for the year last year was soar. And so, you know, we got our words pretty early at the end of the year. Normally, like I get mine in the beginning of January, but we got it, I mean, really as soon as we started praying. And we pray for one for the ministry and then individually and as a family, and all of them just kind of coincide together, which mine was untethered, Scott's was worship. And then for the ministry, it was rebuild.
Wow.
That's good.
So that's storm generating.
And I was like, ooh,
the word rebuild makes you go, oh
yeah. So we knew, like, you know, to answer the question, like it was just a preparation of prayer. Like, okay, Lord, we don't know what this is going to look like. You know, we're expectant for what's to come. And even in the hard stuff, God, we can still thank you, because it's in that, you know, whether it's a season of grief, and we're really in a season of grief right now, like it has drawn us so close to the heart of God. So it's really, you know, in that preparation, it's one praying into those words and God, whatever this looks like, we're here for it. And we're going to, remain faithful in our, you know, strong in our faith. We're going to remain faithful in the calling and we're going to thank you and worship you through it. And just believe that whatever you're untethering us from, whatever you're going to rebuild, it is going to be good. And it is a part of your plan. And so I think when you can come from a perspective of from his perspective, God, give us your perspective in this and for what these words are going to be. I think there can be a lot of peace and wisdom in that.
Yeah. You said something that, about going through a kind of a heart, almost like a broken hearted season where things are tough. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded, you know, God says, you know, I'm near the broken hearted. And so what comes to mind is that, like, you can be close to the heart of God when you are brokenhearted, because he promises he's near to the brokenhearted, you know. It circles itself. And so I love how you're so, like, I feel the heart of God when I'm in my brokenness. And it's like, well, God promises. I mean, that it's a reminder of God's promise.
That's right.
You know?
Yes, absolutely.
On the flip side to that, though, how did you handle a season or a storm that kind of just popped up out of nowhere?
I love these questions.
Yeah, it's just comical. God has a sense of humor. Yeah.
There's a particular instance that occurs to me, and this is what I would encourage other people either to do or to prepare to do. We know that those storms are going to pop up. we know that you're going to have that call or that text message that's just going to change your thought process of the day, or change what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it, you know, we hope it doesn't happen in our marriage or in our relationship, because we know that, you know, sickness can occur, and we know that there are bad things that can happen. I think we kind of halfway expect it in our kids, because I'm more convinced now than ever that kids are like, they're great, but man, I'm just worried about them. And so I remember one instance when you talk about a storm popping up, we had an instance that happened immediately, and I was driving to deal with it. And I was just so thankful that I had spiritual friends that I could call, mm-hmm. that in that moment, and I'm maybe speaking to guys here, you need to have your crew. I mean, and I'm talking about your God crew, your guys that you're like, when it is going wrong, I can call you, and you're not going to give me your advice. You're going to start and say, let me just start praying for you right now. Okay. And I was so thankful to have that, because that in that moment, it wasn't, she was, you know, in a tough spot dealing with it. And I was too. So it wasn't like we had this cohesiveness together. It was almost like a triage where we had to figure out how to handle this. And I needed godly counsel right then and there, mm-hmm. that said, hey, I can make this phone call at 10 o'clock at night, and that person's going to answer the phone, mm-hmm. and they're going to be with me right then. So that's how I believe that you need to prepare, because that wasn't by accident. That was intentionality of creating friendships that I knew were going to be there.
Yeah. And, you know, I would say I'm very big on just asking God. I have it tattooed on my arm, James 1:5, like ask God and he'll give you like wisdom and knowledge and what you're seeking. And so, you know, I think we had an incident pop up, or a storm pop up in January, very unexpected. I mean, just one day. And, I remember the flood of emotions that came with it. And I immediately went into my closet and I said, God, I need your perspective right now. And it was a moment of just like, what do you say about this situation? And so, and he just downloaded, I saw, you know, what was going on, like the spiritual side of it, the physical side of it. And, but I also saw that what God was doing in it in that moment. And that was so sweet that he gave me that. Sometimes I feel like he will or he won't, because there's protection around that. We may not want to run towards that thing, or we may like backpedal from it. And so I felt like it was just enough that it gave me the peace, because he is our peace. In Micah, it tells us that he is our peace. And so in that moment, I remember it gave me a peace about the circumstance, because as heart-wrenching and as gut-wrenching as it was, I was like, okay, God, I know that your purpose and plan in this is far greater than what I can see right now.
Yeah.
That's really good. You know, as we've talked about this particular topic, I think about Isaiah 40 verse 31, where it talks about how we wait on the Lord, and how as we wait on him, he renews our strength, right? So that then we can mount up on wings like eagles and soar. And I think everybody likes to focus on the soaring part. They're like, oh, that's fun. You know, and I'm like, but there's the waiting part and the, you know, renewing of the strength part. There's like a whole process to it. So whenever you think about these storms, how did you stay grounded in peace in the midst of those storms?
Yeah. I would first say the storm wasn't because of each other. You know, that's been one of the harder things, is when you're in this, you know, marriage, when storms pop up, you sometimes attack and hurt the people that are closest to you. So just recognizing that in these storms, that this wasn't about Vanessa and it wasn't about me. We were both hurting and we didn't need to attack each other or, you know, be in that moment of like, let me just hurt you. And, you know, and we've been really mindful of that, I think, because that's an easy way to go and deal with your pain. What else would you say, Ben?
You know, I think of in Psalms, it talks about walking through the valley of Baca, and it doesn't say that they stop there, they walk through it. And when you asked that question, Caroline, I thought about being in a plane and looking out the window, because we just went on vacation, we flew, and you know, you always look out the window and you get such a huge perspective. We were passing these mountains and I could see like, you know, the Trevine, like all the things. And I think like when we're in those seasons, like we're in that valley, right? And we're walking through it. But God can give us this perspective of like, hey, there is an end in sight. And like, we can't see it when we're going through it. Yeah. But we can have peace in the midst of that. Mm-hmm. And so I just, again, I go back to God's perspective. And this has come from being mentored to and just years of, you know, being in the Lord's presence. This is not something that I used to ask God or would even think to do, but it is a go-to because I've learned like time after time after time. And every time that we come to the water's edge, like, God, you're going to see us through this river where there is an other side to it. You did it once before, you'll do it again. Mm-hmm. We believe this. And so I think, you know, it comes with time and maturity and just seeing God's faithfulness over and over, not in the way that we think it would ever be. Mm-hmm. And no blessing is ever packaged the same as it was before. Right. But just knowing that, hey, like while we're in this valley, you know, yes, we're going to soar and, you know, and be able to see the end of it. But yeah, while you're in it, just continuing to carry his peace.
Yeah. Wow. When people go through storms, we tend to kind of go to things that I almost would say are flesh driven, right? Our flesh craves, hey, I'm going to run from the pain. So I'm going to gravitate to something that's going to make my flesh feel good. And so whether that's, you know, a bodily harm or substance abuse or a toxic relationship or, you know, all these things happen. But when storms arise in your life, what are some of those temptations that you tend to gravitate towards and how does God kind of filter through that?
Well, you're absolutely right, Michael. And I would say that the reason people do that is because they don't prepare. You know, if you think about it in terms of storms, you know, if you live in an area that's prone to hurricanes, like I know you guys are in those spaces. When you build your house, you build a house that is hurricane proof.
Yeah,
you don't make a plan during the storm. Mm-hmm. You have to prepare beforehand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in good seasons, know that it won't always stay this way. So let's be prepared. We talk about, you know, a prayer life together, praying together, you know,
reading the Bible,
you know, doing, you know, being in a solid Bible-based church, creating great friends around. That's how you survive storms. You don't just get dropped off in the middle of a hurricane and say, figure it out. That will lead you to that moment of, you know, going back to abusing substance or abusing your spouse or things that you're going to maybe our flesh is going to take us to right away.
Yeah.
To say, this is how you feel better. Mm-hmm. As a counselor, I've seen that 1,000 times. It's like, I hurt here, so I'm going to feel better here. Yeah. And so I would encourage anybody who's listening, number one, you're going to go through a storm. I don't care how rosy it looks today. Nobody who's been married 60 years, 70 years doesn't look back and go, wow, the storms that we went through and how did we survive those? Right. They look back and say, we went through those storms. We grew closer together because we prepared for them and we were ready when it hit. And so my answer is prepare for them.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say, I think one of the biggest tendencies is wanting to take control out of God's hand and put it into ours. And our need for control is a lack of trust in God. And so it's like when you encounter these storms, like, are you really trusting in the Lord? And again, to back up what Scott said, you know, it's what are you doing on a daily basis and sometimes hourly basis, or for some of us, it's minute by minute that we are preparing ourselves for. Are we in the Word? Are we, you know, do we have that godly community? Everything that he just said, you know, I know when our situation happened in January, I had to have Scott read me the Bible. I was like, I just need, like, it was just peace for me. I was like, I need you to read me, like, just read me a chapter, read me something. And it's what brought peace to us in that moment. Cause what we were dealing with was so hard. But yeah, I would say control, wanting to try to control the situation or the outcome when we really have no control.
That's really good. Well, and I think our natural tendency, whenever we are fearful, we just, You know, you're like, I'm fearful, so I'm going to take control of this. And I mean, and it's like, there's a reason why the Bible says over and over and over again, do not fear, right? Yeah. I mean, it's because one, we have things that we fear. And two, it's because it's a promise that we don't need to fear, you know, but, you know.
Well, let me add one more thing to this. The other thing that I would tell people is in those storms, it's really important to get quiet and get small. Mm-hmm. I think our flesh will say, let me attack with words, let me attack in action. And sometimes the best defense against that is a quiet tongue and the smallness of life. It's just that moment of like, hey, if we can just sit on the couch and just be quiet and just be, just be here. And it also enables, you know, our own inner voices and inner monologue to quiet so we can hear the word of God. We can hear what God's telling us. God may not always speak to us in certain ways, but he's always trying to communicate with us. Right. And if you can calm yourself to be able to listen, you're not going to do more damage too.
Well, it's be still, be still and know that I'm the God of the hills and the valleys, and I'm with you through all of this. Yeah. And so it's just the stillness and knowing like, okay, God, like you've got this.
Yeah.
That's which is easier said than done.
Sometimes. That's so good. I love that. Cause I know even at the beginning of this year, we didn't necessarily feel like we had a storm coming, but we felt like the Lord needed us to get quiet for 40 days. We're like, okay, for 40 days, we're going to try to be quiet.
Yeah.
Quiet ourselves to make sure that we're listening properly and hearing what we need to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to do because whenever, at least I know one of my temptations whenever I'm going through a storm is I want to talk about it. I'm like, I want to talk about it with everybody all the time. And I'm like, no, I need to do less of this and more of this, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but for you guys, whenever you think about some of the storms you've talked about, in hindsight, looking back, what are some of the things that you think God was trying to show you in the midst of those storms? I mean, obviously some storms God creates to push us towards other things. And then sometimes there's storms that are not created by him, but it's like every single time we get to see him in those storms. So how did you see God in some of those storms?
You know, I think it's a lot of different things you can look at. I mean, I think it's unique because of what we do. And living a blended family and living through the storms and then, you know, kind of on the backside of it, seeing how God can use that. One of the things that comes to me is, you know, one of our biggest storms as a blended family was going through just an, you know, tremendous litigation season that was extraordinarily painful and confusing and anger and resentment and these things that just absolutely just destroy joy.
Yeah.
And I remember going through that and, you know, and now as I look back, and this is just my first thought on that is we just finished and published a book called Back to Court, right, which was an entire guide about blended family litigation. And so as we wrote that book, I remember reliving those seasons and I remember reliving every detail of it. And now I can sit back and see a book that is being, you know, distributed to families that will help them. And so the easiest way to kind of just process it and go, I know God's taking me through this, but he's not taking me through this for without a reason and without a purpose. And if I will allow him to use this, it will bless other people through that experience. You know, we learn from other people. We learn from what they've gone through and being able to empathize with that and being able to connect my relationship with Christ and help somebody else in that relationship. So it all kind of leads back to that sharing of the gospel, but nothing is a waste is kind of what I want to say.
Yeah. I think, you know, I think what God has showed me going through some of those storms is that where he's trying to take you, and sometimes he will peel your hands off of things to take you somewhere. There are certain people and certain things that can't go with you.
Yeah.
And so as he transitions us, there is transformation in that transition. Yeah. And I always think of Isaiah 43:19. And as we're as he's taking us from one place to another, it's kind of like that threshold passing. It's like, in order for me to take you to this place where there is going to be more growth and there are more blessings and this and that, there are going to be things that are going to have to happen if you're not willing to let go of them for me to get you there. And unfortunately, it can be relationships that you lose, people that you love, that you're close to. It can be things in your career, with your church, friendships, and just trusting that in that process. And you know, it's like the pruning, right? Like, know that there's going to be amazing fruit and there's going to be this awesome stuff that comes with it. But during that process, like the cutting, like it stinks and it hurts. And you don't understand it because you can't see it with your physical eyes. Yeah. But when we can have that kind of spiritual perspective of it, again, and just going back to trusting God in that process, I think that that's what he has taught me, you know, to back up what Scott says, like, there is something on the other side. He is doing it for our good and for his glory. And to know that, okay, God, you're taking us somewhere and it's for our good. And mm-hmm. we're going to take our hands off of it and let you do what only you can do.
I love it. 'Cause both of you have like, there's both of you, what you've said to me, like Scott, I think of like how it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, mm-hmm. right? In order to have a testimony, you have to go through a test, right? And you have to remember that your story can also allow people to overcome, because that's another promise that's in the word of God, saying we're going to overcome by the word of our testimony. And so sometimes your testimony helps me overcome, right? Right?
Yeah.
And then with Vanessa, those old relationships that may not even be a bad relationship. This is what I want to point out. It's not necessarily a bad relationship that you are having to let go of. It's a relationship that's not ready to be in the next season that God wants you to go into. And it's not that you have to say, sorry, we're not friends anymore, but it's just that there's a natural progression of distance because the Lord wants you to propel you into something new, but he can't with this influence or this kind of whatever that is in your ear. God's trying to pull you into something new and it can't come with you.
Well, and I know I can relate to you, Vanessa, with that, like as I've changed from going from church to church and then stepping out into just working for our nonprofit, like there have been times that I've been like, oh, this just feels weird. Like it just feels weird. Like there was a board that I was a part of for like 10 years and it was, you know, a community thing and with a bunch of pastors. And I just went to go have lunch with a bunch of them a few weeks ago. And I was like, I mean, I know they want me at the table. They invited me to the table, but I don't feel like I belong at the table anymore. And there's nothing wrong with those people or what they're doing. Like, you know, and I'm like, that's an amazing thing. This is just not I don't have a seat at this table right now. But it feels so uncomfortable at first. 'Cause you're just like, wait a minute. I used to feel like one of these people, you know, I think sometimes the uncomfortableness, you know, it is part of God working on us, moving us towards whatever it is. And you're just like, okay, we got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable right now, you know?
Yeah. So I think that when you, 'cause we've talked about this, when you transitioned into also being a stepmom and then also having your own biological and the group of people to find.
Even like relating to other moms and stuff, it was like, well, you're not a real mom. Like, you know, like there were these things that people inadvertently kind of say, you know, and it was just like, but I'm changing diapers, you know, and so, so there's things like that as life transitions, you're like, and even as God is calling you into those transitions that you just have to go, okay, like this is just a new season and it's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, it's okay that this, 'cause I know, 'cause I was single up until age 35 and, you know, and it's like your single chick friends is not exactly, I mean, now they do like my husband and I don't know who third feels better, him or them, but you know, but it's just a different season. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you're in the middle of these storms that we've talked about, how have you seen God's faithfulness in the midst of these storms?
Man, I'm telling you, I've seen it in a lot of ways. I've seen it in just the sweetness that he gives you peace. I've seen it in ways, you know, and I think in this season it's probably more evident than others. I've seen him put people around me and Vanessa that you just look at and you're like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
And how thankful am I that you're here?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him grow us. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the other part of storms is when it's without conflict,
mm-hmm.
but it gives both of us a different perspective of each other of saying, you know, you're not the person that I married because God was still writing a story for us. You know, you talk about when you mentioned the word testimony, I think of testimony like a big book,
mm-hmm.
like, and yeah, your testimony is going to be different because God wrote a different book.
Yeah.
He's not the same book.
No.
It's different. The colors, the words, everything is different, but it's still it's still your testimony that he scripted.
Yep.
And so I don't know what the next page in our testimony is going to be, mm-hmm. but I do know that he put us together. And that was the part where it's like, okay, we have to be confident in that this is our testimony together.
Yeah.
And unless the Lord takes me or her, that page in the testimony is going to be together.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I don't know, what sweetness have you felt?
I think it's just in the everyday. I mean, definitely, like, we've had community and, you know, people reaching out and stuff like that. I think it's just in the everyday of, like, God, where are you today? Like, where are you in this today?
Mm-hmm.
And just looking for, just when you look for him, you see him, you know, like, we recently were on our spring break family vacation, and I went out on our patio and looked up, and it was just this beautiful, he just painted a beautiful masterpiece in the sky. And it was the little, clips, you know, the sliver, whatever you call it. I can't remember. What do you call it, guys? The, do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're.
The moon. Anyways, and so I just look up and you can barely see it, but you see it. And I'm like, okay, God, like, I see you, you know? And then it's like, you just have this moment where you're like, okay, what do you say right now? Like, what, you know, with what we're going through. And he's just ever so present. He's always there. And so I think it's just in the everyday of, like, God, show me where I can see you today. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you want to talk about today in quiet time? I've gotten better about that. Instead of me just taking my junk to him, I'm like, what do you want to talk about today? And I'm like, I want to talk about that. Like, you know, but it's something that we do need to, you know, so yeah, I think it's just taking the opportunities to see him in the everyday things, like as you're going through those storms, because there's so many things that he's doing. And I think we can get so fixed on the problem and it becomes the thing that is just ever so consuming, and it takes our focus off of him. And that's what the enemy does, right? And so whenever we can our eyes remain fixed on him, yeah. You know, we can see him in so much.
Well, and think of it this way too. I mean, just the way God can create this. He puts us on a podcast where they want to talk about storms, and then he puts us side by side and lets us reiterate the things that we feel,
yeah.
that we need to be thinking about,
mm-hmm.
and hearing her voice, hearing my voice to each other going, okay, like now I'm understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, only God can do that. Yeah. He can only put
that's so good.
A question that you have.
I just laughed when I saw all the questions.
And,
I was like,
and say, hey, Scott, Vanessa, can you confidently speak about how you go through storms? And I'm like, well, I think I can. And we are. So thank you for that.
Here's the thing. God's faithfulness, and I'm sure you've seen it in your life and in our marriage, and it's never predicated on what you do. Mm-hmm. It's the goodness and kindness that leads us unto repentance of God. And that through his gentleness, we're saying, Lord, I see you. Like, I'm not handling this well, but you are still faithful, even though my finite self just can't grasp, right? And so yeah. I just, as we've gone through storms, whether big or little, right? Whether it's an isolated thunderstorm or hurricane, right? Like there's a continual like, hey, he's there. And you see that usually on the other side of the storm. You're like, there you were, Lord. I missed you there, yeah. But that's my bad, you know. But I do find that God is, that he's continually showing his goodness and faithfulness in the midst of every little thing that we go through, whether we acknowledge it or not.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree.
And I think it's important too, like, to get to a place that you say, like, okay, I'm going to come into agreement with your faithfulness, God. And instead of me speaking about it, or instead of me magnifying what seems so big right now, I'm just going to focus on you. Cause whatever you magnify gets bigger. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. I'm just going to magnify you. And I remember about this time last year, we were going through a really tough storm. And I remember at one point, Michael was just like, we're not going to discuss this anymore. He was like, once a week, we're going to talk about it. And I was like, that's great with me. Like, like we can either be really angry and frustrated through this storm as we're riding the waves, or we can decide to ride them, you know?
Yeah.
But thank you guys again for being on the podcast and being willing to speak to all these things. And, and I think it is funny because even hearing you guys speak in each podcast person that we've had come on, each guest, it's like, it's reiterated things to both of our spirits where we've been like, oh, that was so good. It's good reminders to everybody. So thank you guys for being on. How are some ways that people can contact you or follow you on social media or follow what you guys do?
Yeah. So blendedkingdomfamilies.com. All our social media handles are Blended Kingdom Family. So you can go to our website and find everything there. But we're on all the different platforms. And so
it seems like we're just everywhere.
Yeah. Do what?
Sorry. Y'all have an amazing podcast also.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Well, and you guys do too. And again, thank y'all so much for having us on. It's it's been such a blessing to be a part of it and have this conversation today. So thank you guys.
Yes. Thank you. And we look forward to encouraging others to continue making waves. Y'all have a good day. Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry Podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.